Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's been a while. No, it's been more than a month. The last couple films I saw were all kind of smushed between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I saw Napoleon when it came out after Thanksgiving, Godzilla Minus One, which was probably the best movie of 2023. Then I saw Ferrari, which is probably the worst film I've seen of 2023. If I had to give those, like, some quick scores, I mean, with Brett Smith on Escape from the Future over at the Bounding in the Comics YouTube channel, I gave Napoleon, like, you know, a 7. Godzilla Minus One is, like, a, you know, a solid, like, if we're going just 5 stars, I mean, Napoleon would have gotten, like, a 3.5. Godzilla gets a 5 out of 5. Ferrari gets a 2 out of 5. Ferrari was just not a film that I would ever recommend to people. And then yesterday, my wife and I wanted to go and see the new Apple Studios film, Argylle. Argylle has been putting out teasers and trailers for about a year, and we were asking ourselves, it's like, yeah, gosh damn, like, when is this movie coming out? Like, it seems like it's coming out forever. And then we were wondering, like, geez, are we gonna have to get like an Apple TV subscription to watch this? Well, lo and behold, about a couple months ago, they did say that Argylle would be coming out in theaters, and I was excited from the get-go. One, it has Henry Cavill, it's got Bryce Dallas Howard, Sam Rockwell, Bryan Cranston, John Cena, Dua Lipa. This is a film with a lot of people in it. It's even got Kevin's mom from Home Alone. I didn't realize that until I was actually, like, watching the movie, but it's from Matthew Vaughn. So, of course, you know, it's a Kingsman-style. I'm yawning because it's morning and I'm recording this, and we got back pretty late last night. So, I mean, this is all still kind of fresh in my head. But it's got Matthew Vaughn, who directed the Kingsman films. I love those movies. If you like the Kingsman, this is literally... I'm not going to spoil too much, but let's just say, like, if you like the Kingsman, you're going to love these films. Well, this movie specifically. So long story short, it's about an author who writes a book called Argylle, and she ends up getting in trouble with this actual secret rogue spy agency because the stuff she writes about ends up unfolding in the real world. The author is played by Bryce Dallas Howard. The spy that goes to rescue her is Sam Rockwell, and Bryan Cranston plays the evil spy director for this organization called The Division. So it's a pretty cut and dry movie. It's about close to 2 hours. And I'm going to go ahead and just list off a couple of things I did like. And then the one thing that, as I think about it now, is why I'm not going to give the movie a 5 out of 5, but I'm giving it something pretty damn close. One, it's just fun. This was just a action comedy done in the Matthew Vaughn way, and there's no wokeness. It's not like a laugh out loud comedy. There are some funny scenes where you could, you know, my wife and I and others in the audience actually got a pretty good shock laugh. Because it's Matthew Vaughn, there are some twists and turns that we didn't see coming. I did not go on Wikipedia to see the plot of the movie before going to see it, which I am glad I did not do. But there were certain points in the film where I would look at my wife, I'd be like, gosh damn, like, I don't know how they get around this one. There's been there's been this conversation for years that the Kingsman films feel like what Bond films should be like. They're fun, they're cool, they've got exotic locales, the people don't take themselves too seriously. I would say that, you know, this is the Roger Moore era of Bond films done super violent. It's like if you combine the Roger Moore Bond films with Kick-Ass, which was another Matthew Vaughn movie, of course, this is, you know, what you're going to get. So this is a movie that just does not take itself too seriously. And I think that's good because, you know, Henry was saying in the press, it's like, listen, like, I don't take myself too seriously in this film. I try and have a good time, and you're going to find comedy and things that you would not find comedy in, but, you know, we treat it seriously. That's kind of like an Adam West approach to things. You know, Adam West, when he was Batman in the Batman television series, he, you know, he said that him and the cast were told to treat it as seriously as possible, and the comedy would just kind of arrive on its own, which it did. This is kind of the same way. There's some portions of the film where it is like, hey, you need to laugh at this. But otherwise, you know, I think the comedy comes from the irony of it all. But I mean, this is how you do a female protagonist done right. She's not a Mary Sue. She's not a strong, independent female character. She's just a woman in this very, you know, dangerous and mysterious situation. And, you know, her and Rockwell just really make it work. There's no real belittling of, you know, the male character, the male protagonist in the form of Rockwell. This is just a good film that it's like, you know, women will like to see Bryce Dallas Howard. Guys will get a kick out of seeing Sam Rockwell, you know, kicking ass and everything. This is just a good movie that feels like...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Something that came out 10 years ago in the best ways. So all in all, like, the plot was good. The pacing towards the end gets a little rough. I will say that. But overall, the story, the action, everything, it felt awesome. And I really enjoyed watching it. So those are things I liked. I liked that. Let me tell you things I don't like. I'm going to try and keep this as spoiler-free as possible. One, the cat. You've probably seen the cat in the promo material. The cat looks like a CGI cat throughout the movie. I don't feel like a cat even existed. I don't think a cat really existed. The cat looks CGI, and it bugged me because it's a lot of money when, like, this movie had a $200 million budget. Like, you know, I get that you can CGI the cat in, but at least, like, put an actual cat in there for a little bit. It's not like the cat's, like, walking around talking and shit. Like, the cat looked CGI. Secondly, I think Bryce Dallas Howard and Sam Rockwell, and there is, of course, if you understand these types of movies, you understand that there is a romantic element to it. Let's put it this way. The romantic chemistry, when they try and speed that portion of the storyline up, it feels kind of weird, and I think it's because of the age difference between Sam Rockwell and Bryce Dallas Howard. I don't know how far it is, but, you know, she's Bryce Dallas Howard. She's obviously younger than Sam Rockwell. That is what takes me out of it. And there's not a lot to if when it comes in the point in the film where they reveal certain parts of each other, the romance element feels kind of forced and it doesn't feel as natural. I think every interaction between when they first meet in the beginning of the film towards when they start speeding up, kind of like the romance element, it feels a little bit forced. And because of that, you know, it just kind of took me out of it, because you kind of stop seeing the characters of Aiden Wilde and Ellie Conway, the author who Bryce Dallas Howard plays, and you just kind of start seeing Sam Rockwell and Bryce Dallas Howard, and it just kind of takes me out of it a little bit. The third act of the film, where you get the most action, and this is where you look at it and you're like, oh, this is some Kingsman-style action. The action is cool, but the third act does drag. And because of that, that was the one point in the film where I did kind of look at my watch and I'm like, okay, like a lot of what I'm seeing is cool, but I think there's a lot of like in between moments that could have been taken out. Maybe some of the action scenes could have been dragged a little bit. All in all, what am I giving this movie? I'm giving this movie a 4 out of 5. I thought the casting was good. I thought the pacing was almost perfect, except for that third act. I think the CGI cat was stupid. I think the story and the plot itself was great. I think there are some twists and turns that you won't see coming. And, you know, visually the film is really great. And I think how they do it, it feels fresh. Some of you might be a little more pessimistic than me. You might think it's a paint-by-the-numbers Matthew Vaughn action comedy. But listen, I love the Kingsman movies. I love the Kingsman with Ralph Fiennes. I think that Matthew Vaughn is a great director. I mean, this man helped reboot the X-Men, for crying out loud, with X-Men First Class. So you're getting, you know, that old-school cool that you would typically maybe associate more with a Guy Ritchie film. So this was great. I thought that for the first movie of 2024, this has set a really high bar. And guys, I think this is a good date night movie. I think your girlfriends, fiance, wives will actually really get a kick out of this film. It's a movie for everybody. It's been a while. I don't remember the last time I saw a good spy film in theaters, but this doesn't take itself too seriously. You're going to have fun watching it. I highly, highly, highly recommend going to see Matthew Vaughn's Argylle in theaters while it's still there. So that's the weekly wrap-up. There's not much more I can say. We've got more content over at the Bounding Into Comics YouTube channel. Mark had a phenomenal interview with Eric July over at the Ripperverse Comics. I will link to Mark's interview with Eric in the show notes. You got to watch that. We had another awesome episode of Skywalker with Stephen Kent. He had friend Matt Battaglia and another special guest from more of like the Star Wars content creator field. I don't quite remember her name off the top of my head, but she was, I got the last half of the episode. I'm going to go watch it again later because it was really interesting. So remember, in between episodes here, you can always get extra content on Patreon at patreon.com/secondprintpod. I've got the membership cards. I'm mailing those out. We've got comic books. You've got graphic novels. We're about to give you guys so much more stuff throughout the year. So go ahead and go treat yourself a little bit. You know, it's Valentine's Day. Ladies, if you're listening to this, give your guy some cash and have him join the Second Print Comics Club. He'll definitely do that thing you want him to do that he doesn't like doing. Hint, hint. Well, that's all she wrote, folks. I'm Remzo. And remember, if nothing else works this week, you can always read comics and change the world. Good night, America.
Like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.